Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday and Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, more on that later, I hope. Anyway, we begin the show, the podcast, call it what you want, with a gigantic semi. Oh, I see. And Man City were hilariously dumped out of the Champions League by Real Madrid. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Carver house ball in here. No, oh, it's no. In again. Carver house flashing the cross in. And Real Madrid have scored twice in a minute and a half.
I had defeat in Champions League. Always I had defeat so tough, Barcelona against Chelsea. And we could not reach the final. And yeah, it's tough for us, so we cannot deny it. So we were so close to arrive at the Champions League final. We didn't play much good in the first half. We didn't found our game, but it's normal. In this competition, it's normal. And in the second half, was much better, much, much better. After the goal, we control. It's when we found a game. We arrived in the byline. Jack helped us to control the game. And unfortunately, you cannot finish when we're close.
Now, when Sheikh Mansour took over the club, he said he wanted to be winning in Europe. That's the phrase he used. That was nearly 15 years ago, and still no joy. This was a shambles from City tonight. It was a classic, but it actually turned into classic City. I sell blue moon. Footed, he addresses it and slots it into the bottom right-hand corner, sending Edison the wrong way. Real Madrid 3, Manchester City 1. They have a 6-5 aggregate lead. What a cruel game this can be.
What a City done. Oh. What, I have not seen a team capitulate and collapse and bottle a game like that. They had gone. City...
That's bottle noises.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, this is out of order. This is horrible.
No, this is going to be hard to take if you're a City fan, but they bottled that. They bottled that tonight. As soon as Real Madrid got that goal back, that first one, I've looked at you and I've grabbed you and gone, could they? Could they? And you looked at me and we didn't say anything. And a minute later, they've got back into it.
What are they doing?
They were the first two shots they had on target in the game. The first two shots they had on target was the two goals.
Rarely have I seen anything like that, honestly. I mean, it's just an astonishing evening's football. It's been the most compulsive watch. And I'm sure the most agonising watch for all the City fans back home. But they were out, as Jim said, they were beaten. City had done it. They'd done the hard yards. They'd done everything they needed to do.
And I don't want to tempt fate from a City perspective. In 35 matches this season, that City have gone 1-0 up. They have won 34 and drawn the other one.
They conceded a goal. And once, when this team get a glimmer, if the door is open at any point in any football match, particularly in this competition, they will stick their heads through it. They will put their bodies through it to make something else of whatever time is left, whether it's minutes or just seconds. They don't stop.
And now Gundogan has done brilliantly to tee up Grealish again, and the angle is tight, and this time he dragged it across the face of goal and just wide.
Oh. We were close. So before the first goal, we had two chances, especially one so clear with Jack, like Mendy solved it. And in that moment, we didn't have the feeling that we were in trouble for the way they attack. Did it happen?
Well, where we've come from, it's not all about money. You know, we've come from the lowest of the low to a Champions League final in 24 years and a semi-final.
Look, Jack,
and...
you just got to enjoy yourself tonight. Have a couple of drinks
and
just forget about it. You still got the league. Yeah. You still got that to look forward to. You can still do it.
Thanks, guys. And thanks for caring about me.
All right, Jack. You take care, Jackie.
Yeah, Jack. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You couldn't feel the Real Madrid pulse. They'd gone. They make Lazarus look like he's feigning injury. So it's Real Madrid against Liverpool in the Champions League final in Paris at the end of the month. And of course, TalkSport will be there.
On now to the Europa League, and probably the biggest game in West Ham's history, apart from when they got to the Texaco Cup final. But this time, they're coming up against Eintracht Frankfurt tonight in the semi-final second leg, live on TalkSport. Here's Jared Bowen. Who calls their son Jared? What's all that about? Oh, do you want to see little baby Jared? Who? Jared. That's a strange name. Anyway, him and manager David Moyes, ahead of the Crunch Clash. Oh, coochie, coochie, coo, Jared.
And now Bowen, he's through on goal. He's got a covering defender, but he slid it past him into the bottom left-hand corner. West Ham United fans, take a couple of Thursdays off work.
I think as an attacking player, you need that confidence. You need to be scoring goals, getting assists for the team, because then you're building on the performances from before. You've got that momentum. But yeah, my confidence is high. I feel like I'm having a good season, but there's still plenty more football to play and still... I think I can get higher. I wouldn't say it's been easy playing in different competitions, but I think for me, my mindset and the personality that I am, I just, you know, keep moving forward and just try not to let anything stop me. And I think the type of player I am as well, being hardworking and giving everything out there, that's what's probably made it a little bit more easier for me. I just kind of take everything in my stride and just enjoy it.
Getting to the semi-final of a cup competition like this is really important. I've been to two quarter-finals, a Champions League quarter-final with Man United, a quarter-final with Everton in this competition. So to be in a semi-final here with West Ham is huge for West Ham as a football club. Really, really is. And I'm thrilled that I'm taking the team. I've got a great group of players. A group of players who, as we talked about, resilience, character, all those things that go with it. And again, the reference to it was a bit earlier, was that, you know, it wasn't too long ago we were fighting relegation. So it's been a great climb, and I see no reason why it shouldn't continue.
And here's the West Ham first team coach, Stuart Psycho Pearce, claiming tonight's match could go either way. Oh, well done, Stuart. Yeah, they'll either win or lose. Brilliant.
There is a lot more football to be played in this semi-final. But after the first leg, it is West Ham 1, Eintracht Frankfurt 2.
It's going to be a tough one for us, you know. We probably didn't do ourselves justice in the first leg, if I'm being honest with you, you know, and conceded a couple of cheap goals. And, you know, it's put us in a deficit at this moment in time. But listen, it's all to play for, we feel. You know, it's a wide-open game. There's two teams here that... I'm not sure there's much to choose between the pair of us, if I'm being honest with you. So it's all on the night. So I think it'll be a great occasion for the football club, our fans that are travelling over there. And with this squad of players, you know, we trust them to do, you know, I think they're capable of anything, as they showed when we went out to Lyon and got a hell of a result and a performance. And we're going to have to do the same again.
On now to the Rangers legend that is Paul Gascoigne, hoping that the Gers can turn around their 1-0 deficit against RB Leipzig tonight in the other Europa League semi-final. That game, of course, is live over on TalkSport 2. And if Gazza gets his wish, that means it's an all-British Europa League final. But of course, if he doesn't, then it's not an all-British Europa League final.
Yeah, Rangers beating West Ham, get one over David Moyes. Great game that would be, you know, for both clubs, especially West Ham as well as Rangers, you know.
Would you go to the final, Gazza, in Seville, if it is Rangers-West Ham?
I don't know, I'm fighting a flying.
Now, ahead of Leicester City's huge Europa Conference League second leg semi-final against AS Roma tonight, Brendan Buck Rogers has been speaking to the media. Buck said he would love the Foxes to be the first winners of the competition, which is ironic because a couple of months ago he'd never heard of the thing.
Like I say, there's always disappointment when we come out of the other competition that we were in, but once we're able to come away and sit back, you know, we watched the draw together as a group, and when you sat watching it and you've seen the level of the teams that was left in it, then of course you know it's a prestigious competition. So we would love to have the opportunity to get to the final to win it for the first time, and that's the desire that we're carrying as a group.
On to Chelsea, and here's the Times chief sports correspondent Matt Lawton discussing the sale of the club on Breakfast. He spoke about the current fears over the future of Chelsea and why the government will not want the Stamford Bridge outfit to go out of business.
Well, I think before the club goes under, what would actually happen, and this is the last thing the government would want, is the government would seize the asset, which is the football club. They don't want to do that. You know, they want this sale to go through. So there will be a willingness at the government end, at the Treasury end, to get this deal done. But it's got to be framed the right way. It's got to be the phrase that kept being used to me over the weekend, because this was something that surfaced the middle of last week, this problem with the loan. The phrase that keeps being said to me is the treatment of the loan. And the treatment of the loan has got to be done in a way that the government will accept. On June the 9th, there is a Premier League meeting when all the clubs basically have to then, you know, retain their membership, their share of the Premier League. And if they're not in a position to do that, like, this would be unprecedented, but they may not be in a position to remain members of the Premier League. So it really is crucial. And at the same time, with all this uncertainty, we've already seen it with Rudiger, you've got, you know, there are vultures hovering, looking at some of Chelsea's best players and wondering whether they can poach them and take them away amid this uncertainty. Never mind the manager. At the moment, we think that Tuchel isn't going anywhere, and providing this sale goes through, he's going to stay there and continue to do the fine job that he's doing at the club. But it's a very uncertain, unsettling time.
And here's the former Crystal Palace owner, Moni Simon Jordan, reacting to Bournemouth's promotion to the Premier League and warning manager Scotty Parker that he has it all to prove as a top-flight boss. I mean, give him a chance, he's not even there yet.
Bournemouth, who've been in the top two most of the season, had a bit of a wobble, have converted it finally, and they go up with Fulham.
It's like validating Fulham. They've been up and down, up and down. We were running an argument yesterday saying, are they the archetypal club that goes up and down? Not good enough for the Premier League, not good enough, too good for the Championship. We've yet to establish whether Scott Parker is good enough to get teams in the Premier League. We've established that. Is he good enough to keep them there? We'll establish that next season, because he's been in the Premier League. They went down. If he goes up next year and Bournemouth go down again, then what argument do we advance then? Good enough for the Championship and to win it, not good enough for the Premier League. And I hope it's the latter.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to cricket. Here's the universe boss, Chris Gayle, on with Hawksby and Baker. He reacted to the appointment of Ben Stokes-Stokes as the new England Test captain, and also how he got the nickname Universe Boss. I'm guessing it's something to do with Bruce Springsteen.
Champion, champion, everybody know bad boy is a champion.
Gaelic champion, Bjorka champion, Gaelic champion.
They used to call me the world boss.
Okay.
You know, the world boss.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to myself,
not big enough.
Yeah, not really, not big enough. I said, listen, I've conquered the world already, you know what I'm saying? And I've done it. I've done so much on the field and off the field, you know what I'm saying? No cricketer is brave enough to do what I've done.
Yeah.
And then I said, listen, mate, it's the universe. Let's go up there and see what's happening there, you know what I'm saying? So I said, universe boss, no more world boss.
Stokes in again. Smalls in it! And it's been taken! Stokes has done it again!
I think it's the best choice to have a guy like Ben Stokes. You know, he's been around, world-class player, proper all-rounder. So I think he's the best choice to represent, to captain on the England side. You know, tough luck to Rooty who have to step down. But he'll get the full support, I'm sure, from Root and the rest of players. And he's a guy, you know, based on what you have said, his focus is really on England cricket right now, which is good. So I think he's looking to accomplish even more, you know, within the sport and within the international side of things.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. Straight after us, at 7 p.m, it's Eintracht Frankfurt against West Ham United, the Europa League semi-final second leg, presented by Hugh Woozencroft. Over on TalkSport 2, it's Rangers against Leipzig, presented by Adrian Durham. Blimey, he drew the short straw there, didn't he? Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. Go to bed, Jared.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.